tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope whichever part of the world you are joining from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and your family in the best of health and iman. Alhamdulillah, in today's discussion, we are going to discuss a beautiful topic, that is, humility leads to humanity. We all are human, and to be human is to be humble. Before that, let's first of all recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll commence with our today's discussion. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he was one day, King Najashi rahimahullahu ta'ala, the king of Abyssinia, he was sitting on the floor just like the ordinary person. And all his courtiers that were there, they were astonished to see the king humbling himself to that degree, sitting on the floor. So they asked him about the reason as to why he sat on the floor like that in extreme humility. So he said to them, "Inni wajadtu fima anzalallahu ta'ala ala al-masih," that I find something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And he says to him that when I bestow my blessings upon my bondman and he humbles himself towards me, that bondman humbles himself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, atmamtuha alayhi, then I complete that blessing for him. And I, then King Najashi rahimahullah, he says that I was blessed subhanallah last night that the birth of a child occurred in my house. Therefore, I have humbled myself to present my gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for that blessing, subhanallah. What a beautiful lesson, to humble yourself, to pay gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. And we learn this from this great saint, Sayyidina Najashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held in high esteem. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even performed his janaza salah, subhanallah. And when he passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, "Today your brother Najashi has passed away." Allahu Akbar. So alhamdulillah, this was the great king, and this was the king which alhamdulillah gave shelter to those migrants. The first migration from Makkah Mukarrama to Abyssinia, and this was the king who gave shelter to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Abyssinia to seek refuge from the oppression and the persecution of the Kufar of Quraysh. Alhamdulillah, this is a great lesson for us to learn how to humble oneself for the sake of Allah. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that man tawadu'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. He who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal elevates him. It is mentioned about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great commander of the Muslims, subhanallah. The second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his reign, he sent Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma as a leader upon the area, the city of Madain. And with him, he sent a letter to the people of Madain. So Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu can deliver this message to them. And what was the message? That the people of Madain, they must follow Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was appointed as a leader, as a governor by Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu over them. And he also advised the people of Madain in that letter that they must also listen to his commands and they must provide for him whatever he asked them. So Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he embarked on this journey to Madain, and he was riding his donkey on his way to Madain. And on it, he carried the food provision. So when he reached Madain, he was well received by the people of Madain. So when he read the letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which contained the commands for the people of Madain to follow him, to listen to him, and to provide for him whatever he asked them. So after listening to the contents of the letter, the people of Madain, they said to Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ask us for whatever you need, whatever you want. So he said, I ask you for food that I can eat, and I ask you for the feed for my donkey. For as long as I stay with you, that's all I ask you for. Subhanallah, such simple, subhanallah, lifestyle of this great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam, Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And one day, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to find out what was the situation of the governing body in Madain. What was happening there? So he wanted to find out, so he sent a letter for Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to come back to Madina Munawwara. And when Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu undertook this journey back to Madina Munawwara from Madain, so Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to the reception area in the city, and he waited for Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to come. So when he saw Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was riding the same donkey that he rode from Medina to Madain, he rode the same donkey from Madain back to Medina, and his situation never changed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In the same situation that he left Madina Munawwara, he returned in the same situation. فَأَسْرَعَ إِلَيْهِ So Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu hurried to go and meet him. Allahu Akbar. And he was delighted to meet Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he looked at his situation, he knew that Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu never changed. وَقَالَ لَهُ أَنْتَ أَخِي وَأَنَا أَخُوكَ That you are my brother and I am your brother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Just think for a moment. A president is telling his subject that you are my brother and I'm your brother. Allahu Akbar. It doesn't happen, right? And here, subhanallah, the relationship between the Sahaba wasn't that of superiority, wasn't that of position and power and so on. There was no power dynamics between the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were truly brothers to one another, and they would help and support each other. Allahu Akbar. Here the Khalifatul Muslimin, he is going to fetch and he is going to welcome, subhanallah, one of his employees. Allahu Akbar. One of those, subhanallah, who were under him. And this is how he paid his respect to Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the beautiful teachings of Islam. There is yet another beautiful parable where it is mentioned that Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he read the janaza salah, and then he wanted to ride his mule. So in the middle of all of this, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he came and he held the saddle of the mule, the place where you would place your foot and then mount onto the mule. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was holding it to help and support Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu to mount his transport, which was the mule. So Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. We should remember that Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was elder, right? And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was comparatively much younger than him. So Sayyidina Zayd told him to please leave this part of the mule, because that wasn't befitting the status of subhanallah Ra'isul Mufassireen Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the same time. So he said to him that no, it doesn't befit you to hold the saddle of my mule. Please leave it. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said to him that this is how we are commanded to respect the ulama and to respect our elders. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit, he also responded to him and he said that please leave it, and he held his hand from touching that part where people usually place their feet, that Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to touch the place where my feet are touching, that he wouldn't tolerate, subhanallah. And he told him and he kissed his hand. Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit kissed the hand of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and told him, this is what we do and this is how we present ourselves to the court of the Ahlul Bayt of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So look at the mutual respect that they had, the way they would humble themselves for each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a great lesson for all of us to learn. On one hand is the senior sahabi Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the other hand is subhanAllah yet another great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but much younger in age, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And they both humble themselves towards each other for the sake of Allah. And one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he entered the market in the company of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought the fabric, some clothing for 4 dirham, right? So when the person who was weighing the clothes, you know, sometimes clothes are sold by weight. Now in those times, clothes were usually sold by weight. And even today's time, sometimes you would see the overrun stocks and so on, they are sold by weight and not by meter. However, so the person who was weighing the fabric, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to weigh it, and the person who was weighing it, he said, I have never heard these words before, subhanallah, from anyone. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who told him, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was shocked that this person doesn't even recognize his own Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the man, after that, he weighed the clothing and he placed it upon the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he kissed the Mubarak hands of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when he wanted to kiss the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he retracted his hand. He moved his hand away from him and he told him, what are you doing? What is this? Only the non-Arabs, especially the non-Arab kings, they do things like this. And I'm not a king. I'm just a person like you, subhanallah. Look at the humbleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam towards the ordinary ummah. Allahu Akbar. And this person, subhanallah, he wanted to pay his respect and regard in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching him a lesson on humility and humbleness. So at the end, the person now, he weighed the clothes and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took it from him. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the clothes were purchased, so he wanted to carry the clothes for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he refused to give him the clothes to carry. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the owner of an object, he deserves to carry it. It is his right to carry it himself, except in the case that he is weak and he cannot do it. In that case, a Muslim brother must help him. Subhanallah. Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he didn't want to burden Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the weight of the fabric. And he didn't want him to carry it, but he rather chose to carry it himself. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we have learned some valuable lessons from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as from the accounts of the Sahaba, subhanallah. Inshallah azza wa jal, going forward, we are going to learn even more beautiful parables in this regard. And I hope that you stay with us, inshallah, right towards the end of today's episode and program until we go and listen to a melodious kalam. And thereafter, we'll be back discussing our today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Le raza sab chale Madine ko main na jaun are khuda na kare jaano dil ho shokhrad sab to Madine pahunche tum nahi chal te raza sara to saman gaya mera dil aur meri jaan Madine wale mera dil jaan Madine wale tujh pe sau jaan se qurbaan Madine wale tujh pe sau jaan se Madine लिख दे मेरी किस्मत में मदीना लिख दे मेरी किस्मत में मदीना حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا حشر میں تم میرے عیبوں کو چھپائے رکھنا پشیمان مدینے والے تیرا در چھوڑ کے جاؤں تو کہاں جاؤں میں تیرا در جاؤں میں میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے میرے آقا میرے سلطان مدینے والے سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے پکارے بے دم سگے طیبہ مجھے سب کہے پکارے بے دم یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم سبحان اللہ میرا دل اور میری جان Madine Wale, recited beautifully by the great devotee of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, speaking of the devotee of the beloved Habib, his name is Haji Abdul Habib, subhanallah. Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari, hafizahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. And now, coming back to our today's topic of discussion, and that is humility leads to humanity. Being human, you know, being humble, it's synonymous. And the more humble we are, the more of a human we can call ourselves, because our beginning is from humbleness. We come from a humble beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, the father of mankind, Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, from sand, from clay, and it stays humble. People walk on this surface, which is full of sand and clay. It doesn't complain. Vegetations grow on it, doesn't complain. People jump on it, doesn't complain. We drive on it, it doesn't complain. Allahu Akbar. It stays low and stays humble. But look at what a great status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this sand and this soil. Allahu Akbar. That even the skies don't have such great status that the earth holds. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Hum khaak hain aur khaak hi maawa hai hamara. Khaaki to wo Adam jadde aala hai hamara. We are sand and we are made of sand. And this is our beginning. And not only ours, even our father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, was made of sand. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, Jis khaak pe rakhte the qadam Sayyidi Alam, us khaak pe qurbaan dile shayda hai hamara. That the same sand on which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his mubarak feet, may we ransom our hearts and our lives upon the feet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon the sand which touched the mubarak feet of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that the sky and the earth, they were having this dialogue as to who is better. So the sky said, I'm above, I'm higher. The earth said, well, you can be what you want. But on me is the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Do you have such status? You don't. Allahu Akbar. And the sky was found dumbfounded upon this claim of the earth. Subhanallah. So yes, this is our humble beginning, and it is human to stay humble. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came from a very long walk of life, all the way from Persia, seeking the truth, subhanallah. And from being the son of a priest to turning into a slave and coming in the slavery of the Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, was so fortunate. And ultimately, he found his destination, and that was the blessed feet of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he learned the etiquettes of being humble from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed as a governor of the city of Madain, one day, a man of Ahlul Sham, a Syrian person, came, and he came to visit him in Madain. And he was carrying with him some bundles of grass. So he wanted somebody to carry this load, the bundle of the grass for him. And he couldn't see anybody besides Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was available. So he thought that he is a porter, right? A person who carries, you know, a laborer, a person who carries the goods from one point, from point A to B. So he thought he was a laborer. So he told him, can you please help me with this bundle of grass? So Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went, he said, all right, I'll pick it up for you. I'll carry it. So Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he carried this bundle of grass for him, and they were on their way to the destination of this person. And on the way, people saw the governor, Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, carrying a bundle, a burden of grass. So people told this man that he is the governor. What are you making him do? It is beneath him to do such tasks. So the man, he quickly apologized to Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, I didn't know, please forgive me. I did not know. I was in a way that you are the governor. And he wanted to now carry the bundle of grass. So Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, no, leave it. Let me carry it until I take you to your destination. Subhanallah. Look at the humility and the humbleness of this great governor of Islam, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his humility. We learned about the parable of Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And now we learn the example of a great king of Islam, Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. One day the Abbasid Khalifa Harun Rashid rahimahullahu ta'ala, he invited the great alim of his time, Sayyidina Abu Muawiyah al-Darir rahimahullahu ta'ala. So he sent an invite to this great alim ad-Din to come over to his place and to have a meal with him. So this is a great honor to receive an invite from the king of the time to come share a meal with him, subhanallah, that too privately. So Sayyidina Abu Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his eyesight was going and he couldn't see well. So, however, this great scholar of Islam, he went to visit Khalifa Harun Rashid, and he went and shared the meal with him, meaning he partook in the meal, he ate the food. And after he had eaten the food, to wash his hand, a man is pouring the water for him to wash his hand. And when he finished wash his hand, so the Khalifa asked him, O Abu Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do you know who's the person who's pouring the water for you to wash your hand? Who is this individual who's pouring the water for you to wash your hand? So Sayyidina Abu Muawiyah, he said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't know who's this person who's pouring the water. So Sayyidina Harun Rashid said, it is me who's pouring the water. فَقَالَ أَبُو مُعَاوِيَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ. So Sayyidina Abu Muawiyah rahimahullah, he said, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْتَ تَفَعْلُ هَذَا إِجْلَالًا لِلْعِلْمِ وَأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, are you doing this to honor the knowledge? Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Harun Rashid rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, yes, I am doing this to honor the ilm and the knowledge. Subhanallah. Look at the humility of this great king of Islam before the great scholar of Islam. Subhanallah. These are some of the lessons that we can derive from the lives of our pious predecessors as to how they would humble themselves and they would set a narrative for us, for the later generation to follow. And today, our youth especially, where we don't have respect and adab for our elders, for the scholars of Islam, for our contemporary youth even, humility is for everyone. You know, it doesn't mean that you have your class fellow, so you mustn't be humble towards him. No. All the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they were very humble to one another. And it's not that, you know, they were very much far apart from their time. They were all in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some little bit younger, some little bit elder. But however, they all were in the same generation. But despite there was no generational gap between the Sahaba, they all had deep respect and reverence for each other. They all were humble beings, subhanAllah. And one day, Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was out of the city of Madinah Munawwara, and it was a hot weather. Do we know what is temperature like in the desert heat of Arabia? It rises over 50 degrees Celsius. Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he put a cloth on his head to prevent a sunstroke. And while he was in this state, a boy, he was riding a donkey. So he passed by him. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, take me with you, or give me a lift in our terms. The boy, he was very quick to get off the donkey. وَقَالَ وَأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, you may ride, go ahead. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused to ride that donkey. And he told this boy, you go and ride this donkey and I will sit behind you on this donkey. Because the one who owns the animal, he has the right to lead the animal. So the boy, he rode the camel, and then thereafter Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mounted the donkey behind him until they entered the city of Madinah Munawwara. وَالنَّاسُ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْهِ, and people are looking at the humility and the humbleness of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. These were the great personalities who changed the world, subhanallah, who brought about a revolution, a sunnah revolution that was initiated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took it to all far corners of the world. Allahu Akbar. Today the entire world benefits from the teachings of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and their great service to humanity. It is mentioned in a parable that there were two people, and they were sitting, and one of them, he was bragging about himself, and the other person was also joining in to brag about himself. And both of them, they were going at each other, meaning they were bragging about themselves to the next person, and the next person would also brag about himself to the person in front of him. So one of them, he said to the other, while he is bragging about his elders, right, about his family lineage, I am the son of so and so. Until he counted right up to 9 generations of his forefathers. Who are you? Allahu Akbar. You know how you degrade somebody? You know, I am so and so. Who are you? And when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw this and he heard their conversation, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to teach them the lesson on humility and humbleness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to guide them to leave this disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this sin of bragging about one another. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them that two people, they bragged in front of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And the man, he mentioned, and he was bragging about his forefathers right up to the 9 generations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Say to the person who is bragging, who is being boastful, that the 9 generation that you are mentioning, they are the people of hell, and you are the 10th one. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All his pride and ego went into dust. Allah, Allah. So in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admonished these two people who were bragging and boasting about their lineage and so on. And it happens in today's world. You know, people boast about things. You know, I have this car. I have such a fancy car. I have a super car. And the other person will say, let alone your poor car, I have a private jet. What about that? Now, so in this way, we brag about ourselves and put others down. And this is the reality. Look at social media. You know, people brag about how many social media following they have. You know, in maybe apparently they may have 1 million followers. but not one true friend. But for sure, they can have a million followers. Of what good is it? Allahu Akbar. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jalla learn to humble ourselves and be a support structure for one another. We are human and we need to be humble, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, so we can live on this planet in peace and harmony, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, according to the teachings of Islam and the Sunnah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we have a wonderful piece of nasiha by our brother Hafiz Kaleem Attari, Hafizahullah, all the way from the UK. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's go and listen to the nasiha thereafter. We shall be back and move towards the conclusion of our today's discussion. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We know that during the first Ashura of Dhul-Hijjah, it is very rewardable to recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, because the ahadith mention these blessed kalimat. But do you know the actual reward found in other ahadith regarding these kalimat? Let's listen to the fadail. In Tirmizi, it says, these words are beloved to Allah Almighty. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So there's the first reason to recite these in abundance. Allah loves these words. Also, by reciting any of these, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, a tree is planted in paradise for the reciter. This is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah. In the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, it states, 20 good deeds are written for reciting Subhanallah and 20 sins are removed. 20 good deeds are written for reciting La ilaha illallah and 20 sins are removed. 20 good deeds are written for reciting Allahu Akbar and 20 sins are removed. 30 good deeds are written for reciting Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen and 30 sins are removed. La ilaha illallah is the key to paradise. The Musnad of Imam Ahmad tells us that. Reciting Subhanallah fills half of the mizan, the scale of deeds. Reciting Alhamdulillah fills the whole mizan, the scale of deeds. La ilaha illallah is the greatest form of dhikr, and Alhamdulillah is the greatest dua, the greatest supplication. So when there's so many fadail regarding these kalimat, we should keep our tongues moist with these adhkar, with these invocations. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. During the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, recite tasbihat upon tasbihat. Inshallah, these kalimat, Allah Ta'ala will bless you in both worlds.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to this amazing nasiha from the great Muballigh of Dawat Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal on it. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. And now, coming back to our topic of discussion, let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to another beautiful parable from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the king of both the worlds and is the king of both the worlds, subhanallah. But what was his choice? He lived the life of poverty, but that was by choice. One day, the angel of revelation, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he was seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So an angel from the heaven descended and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Lord has sent me towards you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you two choices. Do you want to be a king who happens to be a prophet? Or you want to be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be a messenger at the same time? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked at Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and he made mashwara with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. He consulted Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam on this matter. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mashwara to humble himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took and accepted the mashwara of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and he said to the angel who came with the revelation, but I rather want to be a humble servant and a Rasul of Rabb Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful lesson we can derive from here. That in this manner, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the life of poverty and to be poor and to live in poverty. And he adopted humility over the kingdom and over wealth. Subhanallah. Look at the humbleness and the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it befits us as the ummah, as his ummah, subhanallah, if we could learn to humble ourselves, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil amin. Sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.